From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, you're very welcome to our program. Thank you for joining with us around the Word of God once more. I want to read immediately just a few verses from God's Word, for we're continuing our study in Mark chapter 6 of how we see in this little passage an illustration of the age in which we as Christians have been called to serve the Lord. So let's turn right away while we read this passage. Verse 46 of Mark chapter 6. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him, and were troubled, and immediately he talked with them, and saith unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Now, our music today is a compilation of a number of lovely hymns. My faith looks up to thee, Lamb of glory, and worthy is the Lamb. Here's some really beautiful singing. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Today, I want to emphasize the fact that when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to his church, it will be in a time of great darkness, about the fourth watch of the night. That indicates to us very clearly the time that the Savior came to his disciples in the midst of their trouble. The fourth watch of the night was that period from 3 a.m. in the morning until 6 a.m., the hours of the dawn, when light was just beginning to break, when darkness was giving way to day. Such will be the case with the Savior's return to his people. He will come to them in that darkness that will give way to dawn, even the dawn of his appearing. It has to be understood that the world is not getting better, but rather it is getting worse. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and the verse 12 and 13, the Apostle Paul says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Now that ties in with what we were saying last week, how that the disciples were rowing across the lake in the midst of great opposition from the wind. And here Paul the Apostle in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he tells us very definitely, no ifs and buts or maybes, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." And why? Because evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. This world is not going to get any better. This world is going to decline more and more into darkness. You will have seen the decline, even within our own country. We will have seen the abandoning of moral standards more and more and more. The world is getting worse. I know that much of what is taking place today is declared to be a liberalizing trend. It's declared to be a wonderful social improvement. It is declared to be a manifesting of man's onward march toward perfection. And if you believe that, you'll believe the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. There is no upward trend today, but as the Bible says, man is waxing worse and worse. The darkness is deepening all around us, and there is a departure from God and from his precious truth taking place before our very eyes. This is, again, the subject of New Testament prophecy. 1 Timothy chapter 4, the verses 1 to 5. I'll read them to you. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly," underline that, the Holy Ghost is speaking very specifically, "that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer." I give you that reference again, so that you can look up those verses for yourself. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. The apostle tells us, and that under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, that in the latter times there will be a departure from the faith. That departure will be inaugurated and encouraged by seducing spirits and result in the propagation of doctrines of devils. The hour is getting darker. We are told also in the writings of Paul to Timothy, this time 2 Timothy chapter 3, the verses 1 to 5, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And one last verse from Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3, the verse 3 and the verse 4, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day of scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. 2 Peter 3, 3 and 4. I tell you, there is a veritable storm of opposition to the gospel developing in this old world, and it's going to blow with ever-increasing power until that glorious moment when Jesus Christ comes again. Here in this little passage, we have another picture of this age in which we're passing through. Do tune in again tonight and again next week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.